the rest of the story. Ben was 28. He was suave, slender, and handsome, sky blue eyes, and a voice like velvet. He was also a famous vaudeville performer. He was popular at the New York Palace. He toured the country with the biggest names of the 20s. Audiences loved him. Ladies adored him. And then one day, Ben met his match. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Ben often toured with the Marx Brothers. Zeppo was his best friend and frequent roommate on the road. In the spring of 1922, Ben and the Marx Brothers were booked at the Orpheum Theater in Vancouver, British Columbia. There was a Marx family in Vancouver, no relation to the comedians. They were Esther and David Marx, lived at 1649 Nelson Street. And these Marxes were warm, hospitable people, and they always opened their home to performers who were passing through town. One Friday during the Passover holiday, when Ben was booked into Vancouver, Zeppo invited him to dinner at the Marx's house on Nelson Street. Zeppo promised Ben a good home-cooked Passover meal. Ben was unimpressed. He said, maybe next time. But then Zeppo told Ben about David Marx's daughter. A very cute number, he remarked. A real knockout, he said. And she was just dying to meet him. Well, ordinarily, Ben was unenthusiastic about blind dates, but Zeppo's description of this beautiful Sadie Marx was so vivid and so intriguing that Ben grew quite eager to go. And that evening, Ben and Zeppo arrived at the Marx's home in their finest attire. They were welcomed into the dining room where Ben was introduced to his blind date, the lovely Sadie Marx, age 12. Ben was shocked. And he was also upset with Zeppo for having played such a joke on him. What am I doing here with this child? Whispered Ben behind his hand. Let's get out of here. Yet obliged to endure the meal, Ben did that, barely uttering a word, and then he left. There was one person more angry than he over the prank, little Sadie herself. She had dressed up especially. She had so much looked forward to her date with the famous, handsome, grown-up Ben, but she had heard Ben whisper to Zeppo, and she was hurt. And now she was determined to get even. The next day, young Sadie and a small group of her school friends went down to the Orpheum Theater. They bought front row seats for the matinee. Ben was first on the vaudeville bill, and the moment he reached center stage, Sadie signaled to her friends, and all of them all at once began heckling Ben. Ben turned sheet white, but he regained his composure, tried to proceed with his act, but the youngsters continued whistling and booing and jeering. Get that bum off the stage, they said. Get that bum off the stage. Somehow Ben got through that performance. He would never forget the insult as long as he lived. Though one day, he came to treasure the memory. For long afterward, Ben and young Sadie got reacquainted and then got married, and their happy lifelong love affair lasted for 48 years. Sadie Marx, Ben's 12-year-old blind date, the girl who choreographed the most humiliating heckling of Ben's entire show business career. She, Sadie, was later to join that career under the stage name of Mary Livingston. Of course, by now you know that Ben was Benjamin Kubelski, the incomparable comedian Jack Benny. Only now you know the rest of the story.